It's time for the best 60 minutes of your life. This is the Homer Hour, broadcasting live from the Gruber Law Office's One Call That's All studio at the Avenue in downtown Milwaukee. Alongside former Badger and Packer Gary Ellerson, here's Emmy Award winner Homer.
The best 60 minutes of your day, the Gary Ellerson Homer Hour, with the story that the Bucks waited 2.5 hours to take a plane on a trip. Miles Turner did it. Apparently it was because of Giannis. I said there's no way. There's no way anybody's waiting 2.5 hours unless they were told it was going to be that long or something. But I will defer, because I was never on a professional team, as to Gary Ellerson and any stories he would have about how long he may have waited for a player or anything. Gary Ellerson, good evening.
Good evening, Homer.
Take it away with your best story on the importance of any athlete.
And see, I want to open the book and let everybody know.
Okay.
There was a schedule release last night of the NFL.
Yes.
And so we don't have a pre-show meeting, so you really don't know where I'm going, and I really don't know where you're going. I just kind of got to
Yeah, I know. Board. We're going to get to the schedule at some point.
Are we going to get there?
Of course, okay. Yes, because I want to know what you think of the schedule.
Okay, but, so you want to hit me with Miles Turner?
Well, no, I want to hit you with any story you have of the longest you ever waited. Because
never. Never.
Right, and you played with great athletes.
Never. Forrest Gregg wasn't having that.
Yes, that's true. Your lady'd run the plane over.
That was a thing called Lombardi time.
Right. So 2.5 hours seems excessive.
In all facet of every meeting that we had.
Yeah.
Google it. You can have Strofe Google it if he wants to, because Strofe probably, you know what it is. Google Lombardi time and the meeting and the meaning of Lombardi time. And that's the time we kept. It wasn't regular time. It was Lombardi time. And we had to be on that time for everything that we did. So no one was ever late.
Do you think it's possible? Did you ever hear of players on other teams where they waited massive amounts of time for a star athlete or any athlete?
Never. Can you give me the story? I don't know the story.
That they waited for everything, and that Giannis was the one who was late for everything, and Miles Turner brought it up. But
so the longest they waited for what was
he
two
mentioned
hours,
some ride they went. They waited 2.5 hours, and I said I don't buy it. Nobody's waiting
they
2.5 hours.
They waited 2.5 hours.
And if they did,
for Giannis to get where?
Wherever, to get to the plane, I guess, or whatever.
If he was playing for Forrest Gregg, he'd have got left.
Well, right, but I mean, and if he's that late, that's not on the player. To me, it's on the coach.
No, it's on the player.
Is it? We ain't waiting 2.5. No, we ain't waiting 2.5 hours.
But it's Lombardi time. Strofe, did you find Lombardi time yet?
Didn't need to Google that one, Gary.
What's Lombardi time?
15 minutes ahead.
So if he wasn't there on Lombardi time, plane gone.
Right.
And that would have been Michael Jordan. That would have been Giannis. That would have been Josh Jacobs. That would have been Jordan Love. If he wasn't there on Lombardi time, plane's gone. Furthermore, if he wasn't there on Lombardi time, just for the meeting, he's fine.
Proving again, it's the coach.
Oh, I have 100%.
So I want to hear from
that's
Doc.
That's the culture. If Doc, if that was the culture, was in that organization, that's on Doc.
And wouldn't players say something?
Yeah, I mean, you should have heard about this before now.
Right. But they said
this would have been out. This would have been out during the season.
But they said don't. What's in the locker room stays in the locker room.
Sometimes it does. Sometimes it doesn't.
Yeah. If it was this historically bizarre, that's what
that,
I said.
That doesn't stay in the locker room. If you're 2 hours, was that?
Well,
what
there
was?
Are other events. Yeah, two. This was 2.5 hours late. Yeah.
Well, allegedly.
Allegedly, yeah.
If you're 2 hours late, somebody need to have talked about that the day of or the next day, not today.
Publicly, possibly. How crazy it is. Especially as bad as the team, as the game went.
Yes.
All right.
Yes. Yes. That need not to have come out today. Now, I have a hard time thinking that they waited for 2 hours on a tarmac for Giannis. Giannis just doesn't seem like that kind of dude to me. Now, y'all can think what you want, but I have a hard time believing that.
Unless
that
there was a point to be made. Like, but anyway, there's no – we're on the plane. If 50, half hour's not there, we're calling somebody, right?
Nope. We're not even waiting. We're not waiting half hour, bro. It's Lombardi time.
But I'm saying in other cases, if it wasn't Lombardi.
I don't know what cases that it is. We're no.
Well, you knew other pro athletes. They didn't ever tell you strange stories about.
No.
But you were with Detroit. Did you never travel with Detroit?
And that probably was the worst organization that I had been to. I saw some crazy stuff there, but no one was ever late. Never. To nothing. And they did not have Lombardi time.
Wow. Okay.
Al McGuire would be turned over in his grave if a joker would have came up 2 hours late. He may not be on the team anymore. Tom Crean would have lost his mind. He may not be on the team anymore. Who am I missing? Who's the one crazy dude they had there at Marquette, head coach?
Al McGuire's a crazy dude.
No.
Mike
not
Dean?
Him. I know.
Oh, Kevin O'Neill.
No, Kevin O'Neill would have lost his natural damn mind.
Yeah, no, they'd have he'd have left. There's no.
There's, no, that dude wouldn't be on the team.
That's yes. Well, he did kick
Kevin
somebody.
O'Neal
no,
ain't
he
waiting.
Kicked somebody off the team.
Yeah, Kevin O'Neill.
Was a point guard.
Waiting.
I'll think of his name. Yeah, he fell asleep in a meeting or something, or he was sleeping and gone.
Not happening.
He was a local Milwaukee kid. He was he played Keith Stewart. Maybe he played point guard at Purdue, and then he came to Marquette. And Tony Smith.
Bo Ryan ain't waiting. 2.5 hours.
Right.
Barry Alvarez ain't waiting for nobody. I'm sorry, Rondane. He ain't doing it. Now, certain guys get special privileges inside of the rules, but the meetings, the plane ride, stuff like that are non-negotiable. We're not messing around with that.
And that may be the reason that, I don't know, you're Miles Turner. Why do you think Miles Turner mentioned it?
I think Miles Turner, in my opinion, thought this Bucks team was going to be more than what he got out of it. He left Indiana thinking he was coming to a playoff team, and it was a mess. When we first picked him up, we were like, oh, my goodness, Miles Turner.
I agree.
Giannis, together. What's that going to look like? I mean, that we can get to – and it was a disaster. I don't think he hoped for that. I just don't see, if you want to make that a poll, you can. I just don't see Giannis being 2 hours late to a meeting. I think Miles Turner may be fibbing that just a little bit. I don't see it.
Yeah, I mean.
Can I ask you, do you believe it?
I believe it only if there was a point to it why it occurred. Like if his people said, look, I want you to be late because I want them to be so mad at you they trade you. But
they were going to trade him anyway.
I don't believe Giannis is 2.5 hours late and all the other stuff he said. Unless, as I said, it was to make a point or I just think you figure he would do something, another way to do it, right?
Yeah, I don't believe it.
So, all right, we can move on to the Packer schedule.
Hold on. Because I always like to include my buddy. I don't know if he's busy or not. Because you keep your producer so busy. Can I get Strofe take on it?
Sure. This is the Gary Ellison Homer Hour. You're in charge of everything.
Skip my boy in.
Okay, he's here.
Strofe, you believe it?
Yeah, I believe it.
You believe Giannis 2 hours late?
Yes, I believe he ran amok however he wanted, especially after the trade deadline. I guarantee he was just throwing a fit. And that organization, and clearly Doc Rivers had no control of that locker room. No fines was the clip. Miles Turner said nobody ever got fined. Doc Rivers didn't care. He was 1 foot into retirement. I don't know why you're giggling. I'm being dead serious. Serious as a heart attack back here, Gary.
Even if you don't care.
1 foot in retirement.
Even if you have 1 foot in retirement, you don't let this go on.
He didn't find single player in his 2 years there, Homer.
What? Okay. Well, then there's something going on.
Yeah, he stunk.
Doc Rivers. No.
He tanked the organization.
He's been a coach for X number of years.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you have all the other players on all the other teams say, well, that's not any different. He never fined anybody here.
We'll find out.
I know.
So it's still in the news cycle. We'll hear plenty more, I'm sure.
No, we will. And there's this thing, and I'm gonna do a you people here.
Uh-oh.
Because you people and Alex Strofe, you're probably one of those people, and I didn't know you back then. You were one of the same people that wanted, what's the coach name that won the championship?
Budenholzer. Mike Budenholzer.
You were one of the same people who wanted Budenholzer fired. Admit it.
I wasn't.
Yeah, you was. So, yeah, you was. You were one of the same people. And the Bucks fans, they're so weird. I mean, they're the weirdest fan base ever.
Oh, wow.
How do you not, and now I'm going to the management, how do you not just run it back? Who's the dude that they didn't want to pay? They kind of got drunk with the champagne on the stage that they didn't let go.
Tucker?
P.J. Tucker?
How do you not run that back? How do you not do that?
They didn't want to pay him as much or something. I don't know.
Why? That's the fatal flaw. Run that. That's so. If I was the owner, I'm running that back. How do we not do that? And then you let Budenholzer go, but you didn't bring Tucker back, and now y'all going to blame him. Who's done that? Was that 2 years after he had won the championship that they let him go?
I'm not
who's
sure.
Who's doing that? That's just absurd to me. Just the organization in itself. So move past that. That's my thing there, Bucks fan, and that's Strofe, because I think you're in that group. I don't know if Homer is in that group or not with Budenholzer
no.
fired.
No.
But that was the end. That
it was one of the owners, end. I think, that wanted him fired.
That was the end of the Bucks run when they let Budenholzer go. There were
Holiday.
All over the Twitters and the socials, everybody wanted this dude gone. And that was it. It was over. Could never recover. And then you're gonna say, well, let's bring in Damon Lillard. And everybody wanted that deal. I mean, how are you going to get rid of Drew Holiday for that guy? He's not going to work with Giannis. Drew Holiday is a triple-double. You wanted Damon Lillard, didn't you, Homer?
No. I never wanted. But I understood that they were afraid they didn't have anybody who could score at the end of the game. And that's why they brought Lillard, whereas they couldn't count on Drew Holiday doing that.
But he did so many other things.
And he did other things, and the reason they lost is because Giannis got hurt.
I didn't want Drew gone, but I was fine with taking the swing for a top 75 player of all time. I was fine with that swing.
But he wasn't that.
It didn't turn out to be that, no, but I think 10 times out of 10 you make that move.
Wasn't that?
It wasn't that.
It was never going to work.
Yeah, Budenholzer was around 2 years after they
And then, fast forward, you hired the one dude who nobody even knew. Well,
yeah, they did that. They did that because Giannis wanted him. If it had been up to the other people, they would have had Nick Nurse or the coach of Cleveland.
But Nick Nurse didn't want to be here.
Yeah, no, that's not true.
You sure?
Yeah. Giannis wanted somebody that had some playing experience.
I know that. But
they wanted to hire Nick Nurse. Nurse was available. Then they wanted, who's the coach at Cleveland? Atkinson or what's his?
My people told me Nurse didn't want the job.
Yeah. I don't think it ever got to that because of Giannis.
I'm getting to a point here.
Yes.
So you hired that dude because Giannis wanted him. That was a fiasco. Then what you do?
And you got rid of him.
Yeah. Then what you do?
You brought in Doc.
And it was a mess.
Yes. Correct.
Doc wasn't going to save his team. Couldn't save it. It was a mess. It was a dumpster fire at that point when he got in. Now, everybody, all Bucks fans, want to blame Doc about this mess. It's higher than Doc.
Well, but he gets some of the blame.
I'm not. You know what? Doc seemed to me like he's a punching bag for everybody, but this organization is a mess in itself. They need to get it cleaned up.
They did.
People over Doc need to get it cleaned up.
They are getting it cleaned up. They started with getting a coach who's going to clean it up, and now they're going to clean it up with whatever they do with Giannis.
Which means that they need to start over.
Well, they did start over. They started over with a coach.
No. Well,
you want them to start over with the GM?
No. Starting over means that you need to go ahead and move Giannis. Not going to work.
All right. Well, so even if that you would not offer him the gazillion contract, as I call it.
No, I'm going to be done with that.
You're done? All right.
Yeah, and then I never say stuff like this, but I'm ready to move on. I think there's a better place, and Giannis may not feel this way because I know he loves Milwaukee. But there's a better place for Giannis somewhere, and it's not Milwaukee.
All right.
And if I was his agent, I'd tell him that. You'll go somewhere and have more success than you will if you came back with the Bucks.
For all we know,
if a ring is what you want, it's not here in Milwaukee. I get it. Your family was here. You were raised here. I get it. Giannis, you've done all you can for Milwaukee, and I appreciate that. But a new change of scenery for you is probably great. Is probably better for you than you think. Because I just don't think they can put a great team around him. And once again, Homer, he's been so injury prone, I don't even know if you can count on him now down the stretch.
That's a legitimate comment. That's a part of the equation as well. And to me, if you moved Giannis, that would be the reason, that would be the tipping point. Because I have stated, not on this segment, Fridays, but I will now, he will tear his Achilles before he retires as a basketball player.
Well, I'm not doing that now. I'm not.
Why not?
That's putting the heebie-jeebies on.
Excuse me. Can I ask you a question before we break? Just exactly are the heebie-jeebies and what is doing it or not doing it?
Have Strophy look that up, heebie-jeebies. You can't put the heebie-jeebies on not, there. Come on, bro.
But so you may not want to go that far, but there's a reason to be concerned about his ability to stay healthy for the rest of his career.
Yeah, you can't.
I'll go with that.
You know what? And that's one of the things I love about you. You know, you just do it. You just say stuff.
The greatest thing the Bucks have done was the ability to deal with his calf injury and have him not ever break down like all the other guys did.
100%.
The heebie-jeebies, an idiom to describe a feeling of extreme nervousness, anxiety, fear, or a sense of the creeps.
Kind of fits, I think. For you, it's giving you the heebie-jeebies, right? That's what it is. Not giving me.
Okay, it's giving me the
heebie-jeebies. Yeah, okay, you don't like me coming up with opinions that give you the heebie-jeebies.
You're giving him the heebie-jeebies, too. Don't be doing that.
All right, now we're going to get to the Packers schedule, unless you have something else you'd like to add.
No, I got nothing else to do with the Bucks.
Second quarter. Gary Ellerson, next.
More of the Homer Hour coming up next on ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
The Gary Ellerson Homer Hour, the schedule, the NFL schedule for the year came out last night. Gary Ellerson wants to talk about it, I think.
Well, should we? I mean, I don't know. I don't want to force your hand.
No, it's, excuse me. It is the Gary Ellerson Homer Hour. If you want to talk about it, I'm going to ask you, what do you think of it? But
ask me something.
All right, what do you think of the schedule? You've seen it?
A-X-E, X.
Ask me. I'm asking you what you think of the schedule, if what jumps out, if anything.
I think what jumps out, Homer, and I think it's obvious, probably chalk, everybody would say this, but the first four games, right? 3 to 4 games, you're on the road.
That is correct. Playing the Jets on the road counts as being on the road.
Well, it does. Anytime you got to travel, it's tough. But the last 5 games of the season, I'm good with that. So I guess it's a little bit give and take on how you look at the beginning and the ending of the schedules.
Okay.
So I'm on board. But those first, we used to back when there was only 16 games, right?
Correct.
We used to divide them.
Four and four, fours. Groups of four, right?
Yes, yeah. So you have 4 quarters. And the Forrest used to break it down as the first 4 games, that would be your record, right? If we can go 2-2 the first week, we're good. If we can go 3-1, we're good. But we don't want to be anything less than 500 in those first 4 games. And then that way you can kind of compartmentalize. That too.
Yep.
As you're not looking at the long range of the season. You're looking at in quarters. But I think if you're looking at the Green Bay Packers right now, those first 4 games are going to be very critical because you always want to get out to a good start. So they can get out to 3-1 would be great.
Even with 4 games on the road.
Well, three of the first four on the road.
Even given that, yeah. You still think
3-1.
3-1. And what if they're not 3-1 given some of the injuries they're having to deal with?
Well, and that's I'm glad you said that, because I think for the Packers, they have to be aware not to rush Micah Parsons back and not to rush Tucker Kraft back. I think they'll do their due diligence on that, because it's going to be about the push at the end of the year more so. I think, listen, Homer, this team I thought was good enough last year at the end of the year without Tucker Kraft and without Micah Parsons to win some games. They didn't do it down the stretch.
Yes, that's
right. And after Micah Parsons went out, they didn't do it. But they got to find a way to win these games that they gave away. I mean, the Denver game, they should have won that game. The Packers, Bears game at Soldier Field, they were up. They should have won that game. They got to close those games out, and they didn't have those guys available. They're a good enough team to make it happen.
Do you think they didn't close those out? Does anything stand up? What's your explanation? Somebody says, Gary, yeah, they didn't close those games out. Why not? Why not? What happened?
Well, for me, I think it took him a long time to figure out a couple things. Their offensive line. That was musical chairs was basically the whole year. Mm-hmm. They screwed that up from day one. And your left guard, Pro Bowler, you took him to center, and then he gets hurt, and then you got to fill in with that. They were never really the same. And then your left tackle, you didn't know what that was. Zach Tom gets hurt.
Yeah.
I think, the offensive line is the heartbeat of a team.
You've told us that before.
So goes a line, so goes the team.
Yeah. A coach told you that, I think. Was that even in college?
I'm the coach, told myself that, yes.
What? But then you passed that along. You told that to the high school kids.
Yeah.
To the offensive line. You understand. We only go as far as you take us.
That's it. And it was too. They had a lot of stuff going on up there that they need to get that straightened out right away. But Jordan Morgan's got to be your left tackle, right?
I don't know. The chances of that occurring right away are. I don't see how it's going to happen. They got injuries to deal with. You got changes. I'd say you hope that it evolves and becomes good as the season goes on. I don't see how anybody can think it's going to be good at the beginning. Do you? The offensive line?
I think this team is good enough to win three of the four games that they play.
The first
you
four.
Want to go? Who do they play?
At Minnesota. Together? At Jets, Atlanta Minnesota, at home, at Tampa Bay.
Minnesota will be in flux. They don't know who the quarterback's going to be. Kyler Murray.
Yeah, they do. I can tell you right now. I can tell you he's the quarterback.
I will say this. They won nine games last year without a quarterback.
Yeah, no, Murray's the quarterback. It's over. Guaranteed. Whatever you want to bet.
That's fine, but he still has to get to know what Kevin O'Connor wants
to do. It's the perfect time to play them.
So you catch them at a great spot.
Yes, fantastic.
So win. Who's the next team?
The rest of the schedule. The next team is after at Minnesota. That was on Sunday at 4:25. Then at the University of New York Jets, 1 o'clock on Sunday, September. That's got to be a win.
So now you're 2-0. Now, what else?
Then they have their first home game against Atlanta.
You get Atlanta.
Yes. And then
Atlanta
add
could be
Tampa.
Dangerous. Tampa's going to be tough.
It's hot. Bulaga always says
gonna
it's
going to be tough.
Hot. So hot. To me, the first four will depend on the Minnesota game.
And that, you know, and the Tampa it used to be called the Bay of Pigs. Tampa Bay, Green Bay. Do you remember that?
Yes, I do.
Steve Berman. Was it Steve Berman? What was Berman's last name?
Chris Berman? I don't know.
Chris Berman, yeah.
Yes.
Bay of Pigs. That was in the old, was that NFC North?
I believe then it was called the Central, the NFC Central, I think.
It's Central when the Buccaneers were in our division.
Yes.
And for 2002, us, we would fly. Yeah, we would fly down to Dodgers. The Dodgers had a practice facility. I believe somewhere in Florida.
Very well, yes. That could easily
Strofe,
be the case.
Can you look that up for me, please? The Dodgers, because I think they played in Florida. So we would fly to Florida like on a Wednesday.
To get used to the
practice heat? Yeah. Forrest flies down, and we would stay at the Dodgers training facility. I think it was training. I'm sure it was.
Yes, we can look that. I don't have
and the
time.
And they had a homer. It was unbelievable.
I bet it was fantastic.
Facility. What you talking about? They had rooms, dorm rooms. It was all laid out. So we would practice at the Dodgers facility and then bus down. I don't even know how far it was, but bus down then to Tampa to get acclimated. You're right, because of the heat. Hot.
Vero Beach, then, Florida? Is that where it was?
That would be it, yes.
Vero Beach?
Yep.
Vero Beach? How far is that from Tampa?
Been there forever. That I can't tell you. But.
Okay.
And then, about 2.5 hours.
Bus. Oh, wow. We bus 2.5 hours? Jesus. We will bus 2.5 hours to Tampa. But that would be obviously early Saturday morning because we didn't play till Sunday. So we get down there on a Wednesday because it was so hot.
Yeah. Bulaga talks about that's one of the toughest games to play, how hot.
Yeah, and we always played Tampa early in the year, and Tampa always came to Green Bay in December.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if you remember the famous.
I was there. Half of the stadium was closed. There was so much snow. Alfonso Caro. What do you mean? Paul Gruber of Wisconsin was the offensive lineman. Steve Young was the quarterback.
I remember going to the locker room afterwards.
How the hell I ever got there, I don't know. But half the stadium was closed because the snow was so heavy. Half the stands. And Alfonso Caro had 3 sacks. He never had a great game the rest of his career. They always said if you just got 1.5 feet of snow, he was good. Well.
Yeah, we took snowmobiles to that game.
Yeah, the Packers won easily. I'd have to look. Because you're thinking they Steve Young, they had no idea what they were doing.
No, yes. No, they came out pregame warmups, Homer.
With white flags, waving white flags?
No, short sleeves, the whole nine. I mean, they were tan as can be, blah, blah, blah. And then we came back out for the game, and them jokers had all kind of coats on. They had every layer that they could get on. And we go, okay, they're done.
They were done.
They came out early in pregame warm-ups with short sleeves, and they went back in, they changed. They go, they're done.
I think, was Lynn Dickey the quarterback then? I think he might
have. Yes, sir. Lynn Dickey was the quarterback, yes, sir.
Yep. And Forrest Gregg was the coach for that game?
Yeah, he was the coach. I think, we had over 300 yards of total offense.
It was one of the finest games ever of the Green Bay Packers during that era.
Yeah, it was a mess.
Yes.
It was a mess.
How anybody got there is beyond me.
But anywho, and how did you get there?
Drove a car. I used to live in Appleton. I drove to the...
Oh, so you stayed overnight now?
No. Oh, no. I lived in Appleton, drove to the stadium.
Oh, you lived in Appleton
then?
Yeah,
drove to the stadium, probably parked across the street.
Were you still with Nan in Appleton or no?
What?
Were you still with Nan in Appleton?
I didn't know. What's the question? Was I what?
What's your wife's name?
Nancy. Yes. Oh, Nan. Yeah. Yeah, we've been married 100 years.
Nan?
Yes, we got married in 81. We came to Appleton in 83. I was there for Bart Starr's last year as coach.
And I didn't know you lived in Appleton.
Yes. Then they.
Where?
We would drive Pacific Avenue right next to a cemetery. Very nice.
Did you see ghosts or no?
Little grocery store. No, we didn't see any ghosts. I was there for Bart Starr's last year. Still will never understand how he didn't call timeouts the last game against the Bears. As a result, they had no time after the Bears kicked the winning field goal, and I think you returned the kickoff. I believe you returned that kickoff at the end of that game.
You never forget, do you?
Don't forget that. Why don't you call timeout? Yeah. I had to show respect for my defensive coordinator. They'd given up 500 points. You could have won the game. Lynn Dickey could take him downfield. I don't.
Look at this guy.
What? This is Bart Starr, the greatest quarterback, and he went brain dead.
Packer history, yeah.
And sometimes, they fired him. They fired him the next day, and then hired Forrest Gregg on Christmas Eve.
Yeah. So sometimes great players don't equate to great coaches.
I don't know. You were on the team.
No, I was not. I didn't.
Oh,
not
you
play
were
for
not
Bart.
Returning that. I thought you returned the kickoff.
You didn't get there till the next year.
I never got there.
Yeah.
Yeah. You never played for Bart. Fabulous
but
person.
I tell you this. But the players that was left over loved Bart.
Starting with Lynn Dickey.
They love Bart.
Yes. I can see why.
And that was half our problem in that locker room.
What half was that?
Well, you had half the guys that loved Bart and half the guys that didn't love Bart.
There were some that didn't love Bart Starr?
Because then Forrest started bringing in his players and holdovers from Bart, and then, you know, they didn't do the things the same
way. No, they definitely had two different approaches as to how to coach, people don't know. Forrest Gregg had success in Cincinnati, got into the Super Bowl, and with Cleveland.
Sure
so
did.
It seemed
sure
to did. Be a smart hire at the time, but didn't work out that way.
Seemed to be.
Window Nation, the hot summer days are coming. Don't wait until the heat hits to try and avoid high energy bills. Upgrade your home's windows this month during Window Nation's Buy 4, Get 4 Free sale. It's a pretty good deal. And imagine new energy-efficient windows and getting half of them free. Plus, you could even get no money down and no monthly payments or interest for 2 years. And understand, Window Nation is not new. They've been doing it right all over the country in various different places. And then, you know what? We're going to come to the Milwaukee area and do great stuff for them. Family-run business. Ask them when you talk to the people at WindowNation.com. Learn how special they are and not new, just new here. And as a proud partner of the Brewers, ask how you could score a pair of Brewers tickets. Sale ends soon. Visit WindowNation.com now. More Gary Ellison next.
The Homer Hour is back after this on ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
It is the Gary Ellison Homer Hour. We do it on Fridays. Discussing the Green Bay Packers schedule and Giannis being late all the time, once as long as 2.5 hours, according to Miles Turner. And no comment yet from Doc Rivers. I'm certain one will come.
Well,
probably one from Giannis, too.
Two things. I'm going to ask Strophy to do this because there's got to be what? Bobby Portis. Did Bobby Portis speak out on this?
He has not.
Because I'm going to go.
No. Not yet.
Can anybody check Bobby Portis's Twitter?
He did tweet.
Sure?
He did tweet, is this AI?
I'm going with Bobby.
Why are you going with Bobby? He isn't going to talk.
Bobby's
in the locker room stuff.
No, Bobby don't tell, because Miles Turner hasn't been with the team.
Correct.
I'm going with Bobby Portis. I'm sorry.
What?
So it sounds like to me, Bobby Portis think this is AI, which is not real.
Right. He can't believe, I would assume, that a player would
violate.
Wasn't
Bobby Portis in the locker room?
I know, but I think he believes you don't talk violate the locker room rules.
Two things can be true.
What are the two? What are my two things?
Don't violate the rules.
Right.
Bobby Portis is right. Didn't happen.
No. AI means.
Yeah.
No, AI doesn't mean it didn't happen. It
means
didn't come from
up.
A player. It came from something else. Like no player was going to say it. He thinks the majority of AI is accurate it's not.
AI is a lot of stuff that's made up too. Like is that AI? I mean, like that's AI.
It's like pictures and stuff and music, but not stories.
You don't know. Strofe, can you explain AI to the old man?
I understand
a lot of AI stuff.
Yeah,
it's not real.
Well, Homer loves a good AI story on Twitter. I've noticed, but all in all, this is I took it as that is Bobby Portis's way of not commenting on the story.
Yeah, he didn't want to comment.
He's cracking a joke.
That's Bobby Portis is saying, "Is this AI? Like, is this real?"
Well, no, he saw
knows
the clip,
it's
Gary.
Real. He was there.
He was there.
No. Well, he's not. He's saying that it's not real.
No, he's making
real.
A joke to avoid giving a real comment. That's how I
see.
Took it.
Well, we see it two different ways.
Yes.
That's okay. Second thing, Strophy, did you pull up the stats on that?
I did.
Tampa Bay, Green Bay Packer game.
Yeah, the 1985 Snowball. Packers 21, Buccaneers 0. You said last segment, Gary, that you think you had 300 yards of offense in that game. You'd be incorrect because it was 512.
Did Gary Ellis have a big game that day, the running back?
Ellis did. 9 carries, 101 yards and a score.
Yeah.
And Italy.
Do they have the Alfonso Carriker with 3 sacks?
That is correct.
Yeah.
4, actually. 4 sacks.
4. All right.
Wow.
Steve Young did nothing.
Brian Noble also with a sack in that game.
Yeah, 21 zip, and it wasn't that close.
No, it really wasn't.
All right, now we can get to the Packers schedule.
Okay. We
did the first 4.
And we did the back half.
You want to do the next 4 and what they'll do in those 4, each of the 4? The next 4 is Bears at home, Dallas at home, at Detroit, and Carolina at home. The second 4 are 3 at home, 1 on the road.
That's great.
Yeah.
We got to get the Bears, man. Matt LaFleur needs to figure that out. He needs to come with it.
Ben Johnson has figured him out.
Well, okay, fine.
Both as coordinator at Detroit and then as head coach.
Well, not really. He needs to know that he's bringing all the smoke and he needs to meet that. Got to meet it.
No.
Gotta meet it.
No, I'm just telling you this right now. He don't bring as much smoke. Never has, never will. That's not LaFleur.
No, but
you know what
game,
he brings? He brings brains. He brings smarts. He don't bring
Matt
smoke.
Matt LaFleur got to bring the smoke in his
You know, here. I got the same chance of bringing hair as he does of bringing smoke.
Is the roof open or closed today?
They're not playing here today.
Okay, fine. So that means it's open.
I'm not sure how they do. Sometimes they keep it open and closed.
Well, you got to let the sun come in.
And that nice generally, yes, they do. That was open.
Yeah.
No. Come on. Matt LaFleur can be a good coach, but he got no smoke.
No, he needs to bring smoke to this game.
When have you ever been with a coach that didn't have smoke that all of a sudden found smoke? Doesn't work that way, I don't think.
Yeah, no. Matt will surprise you.
How many years does he have to coach? He's been there 7 years. Ben Johnson has, he has some smoke, but he has some crazy, too. He has some stupid. He has some stupid in there.
Yeah, he does. He's got a lot of stupid.
So you got stupid and you got smoke, and on the other hand, you got smart and no smoke.
There's smoke there, Matt. You'll see it. It's coming.
Okay.
He needs to meet that.
He's been the coach of the Packers for
that.
7 years.
Yeah, but we never
He just found smoke?
No, but we never had a coach challenge him the way Ben Johnson's challenged him.
All the guys who knew him all said he's soft, like the guys where he was an assistant.
No, I never heard the word soft.
We'll get some stories on or lack of smoke.
I never heard
not
any
soft.
Stories.
Yeah, well, the
assistant. Anyone said he was soft?
No, he wasn't as tough as when he was with Shanahan or when he was with McVay.
No, I never heard.
All right, I'll get you the stuff.
Yeah, I never heard that.
So, would you say to this point in 7 years that you've seen smoke from LaFleur?
Yes, I have. But you people don't like it.
What, you people? What?
You people don't like when he loses it. You people don't like it. He's showing you that, but you people want him to be more under control. I can't believe he's so out of control.
No, I didn't.
Oh my goodness,
I
heard you people say that. Oh my God, he's out of control.
He needs
to be more. Why is he running up and down the field? He needs to be thinking about the next play. He needs to be blah 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 blah. Why is he doing that? He's right. So emotional. Well, which one you want, Packer fans?
I've never said that. I don't think he.
You've heard those things.
I have heard some of those things. Yeah. Yes,
he's out of control. He's running up and down the field. He's out of control. Well, he's so emotional. What you want? You want to be emotional?
Let's do that as a discount liquor Twitter poll question.
Yeah.
Do you think LaFleur has been out of control as a coach? Or how do you want to question?
Yeah, sure.
What percentage of people. Do I think he's been out of control as a coach? No.
Strofe, has he been out of control?
No.
You're a liar.
You okay. put a lot of words into my mouth
wait,
this evening.
Wait.
You're a liar.
Has Matt LaFleur been out of control as a coach
when Matt LaFleur is running up and down the field with the doggone with the clipboard, jumping up and down, all that kind of stuff. And Strofe said he was out of control.
All right, we will address this because we're just about out of time, and I'm happy.
How are we out of time?
Because you've talked too much.
We can't be out of time.
We're very close to out of time.
Gary talks too much.
We haven't got to the third quarter of the games yet.
I know. We're not going to because we're going to get to the record of the teams. Milwaukee weight loss. Right. Again, I went from 229 to 205. I eat less.
I see it in your face.
Unbelievable.
I tell
everybody to go do it. You go to MilwaukeeWeightLoss.com, MilwaukeeWeightLoss.com, or 262-235-3980. They'll give you the specs. There's no intense workouts. There's no prepackaged meal. There's no crazy stuff, no counting calories. You wouldn't think it could work this well, but it does. I eat less, and I'm happy eating less. And I will be between 200 and 205 the rest of my life, and I'm planning on spending many years. And you should consider Milwaukee Weight Loss for the same purpose. You will lose weight, and I would even say as much as you want. MilwaukeeWeightLoss.com, MilwaukeeWeightLoss.com. Someone told me about it, and they said it's almost easy. And I did it because I thought it can't be that easy, and it is. MilwaukeeWeightLoss.com. A short fourth quarter next.
More of the Homer Hour coming up next on ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
NBA basketball coming up. The Gary Ellerson Homer Hour. We have the schedule. To me, what you deal with is looking at this year versus last year. The Bears won 11 games last year, 11-6. I say they will win fewer this year. You want to join that club, Gary? They will
Agreed.
Not win 11 games.
Agreed.
And the Green Bay Packers, 9-7-1. The Green Bay Packers will win more than 9, but not much more. I got them at 10-7.
Agreed.
Yeah. Minnesota Vikings, 9-8. They very easily could be 9-8. They're scary. They have a great coach. And their quarterback, who's been inconsistent, will be the best he's ever been in the NFL, Kyler Murray, for the Vikings. I believe they'll probably
win
10 games.
They win 10 games as well.
Oh, 10. And now the Detroit Lions, 9-8. I think they'll finish about 9-8. Crazy guy misses his offensive coach, who's now –
They win 10 games.
Whoa.
It's going to be tough in the NFC.
So it could be all four teams with 10.
Yes.
Wow.
That's what I feel.
That would
right
be.
Now today.
I kind of want to join that club.
They're going to beat each other up.
I think three of the four will win 10. I don't know who the fourth one that won't be. I know the Packers will win 10. All right, the NBA, I think we have game six. Cleveland is at home. If they win at home, they knock out the Detroit Pistons. If not, they go back to Detroit. I think the winner of this game might score 42 points.
Okay.
It's going to be the most boring, defensive, intense.
Boring.
But good. Everything's on the line. This is the best basketball in the world right now.
Right now.
That is Gary Ellerson. And now, NBA basketball. Because of Gary Ellerson's greatness, it is NBA basketball in progress. Show legs up, do it right.